Here we go.
You're tampering with powers reserved to God.
Oh, I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
What you are doing is mad. It is diabolic.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Ah! Hey, what's going on, everybody? That's right, we're back again. I'm Jesse Chanuse, and always next to me, David Ward. That's right. We're going to kick a little bit of that podcast action for you. Okay, so we're going to come right in. We're going to apologize. We haven't been here in like a week and a half. The holidays and everything kept us out. We tried to get back together, but it wasn't able to happen, and now we're here for the new year. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah. A very, yeah, I said it, New Year.
Yes, for sure, man. Good things going to happen this year. I hope you guys had an awesome Christmas and Hanukkah and whatever, and a very happy New Year as well.
I got to say, for my Christmas, it was great because of all the listeners. You guys really blew it up listening to everything.
For sure, man.
Hopefully telling your friends, that's awesome. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we had seriously, in the week and a half that we restarted the podcast, over 1,000 plays. And that wouldn't have happened without you guys. That and a serious hashtag campaign on Twitter. So
we're gonna hashtag fat life.
Right, hashtag fat life. So we're going to get right into it. How many of you got an Xbox One or a PS4 for Christmas, opened it up, ready to go, super smiles all around, or maybe your kids did, and then bam, no service?
Oh, I know a lot of people did.
My nephew did. Yeah, both my nephews, actually. I got him, my youngest one, a PS4, and my mom got the older one an Xbox One.
Yeah.
And, I had to be the very much unpopular uncle on Christmas Day when it couldn't connect. And we were like, man, we might actually have to take this back to GameStop. Maybe there's something wrong with it. And then I realized, oh, yeah, Lizard Squad, those fucking douchebags have been promising to take down PSN and Xbox Live for a month now on Christmas. And looks like they did it. So,
at least,
congratulations,
and I mean,
I guess.
Yeah, I know. Congrats, dickbags. I mean, yeah. I'm not really. I mean, I don't care necessarily. I was too busy during Christmas to even touch my Xbox. But
yeah,
for the kids that got one, I feel bad for them. And that,
dude, totally,
that blows.
Yeah, I mean, speaking from personal experience with my nephew, just, you know, I'm helping him hook it up, and he's super excited, and he's got Destiny 2. He's got the Dark Below expansion code. He's ready to go. Like, he's full bore, you know, Nintendo kid from the N64 video, excited. And and to just be let down like that and just be out in nowhere land, not, you know, wondering why.
Yeah. Did it affect him? Like, me and Jesse both work retail jobs. Did it affect him? Like, I think what I saw in a couple of retail locations where they were not so much Xbox to PS4, because Xbox was down a lot less time, but PS4 to Xbox. I mean, he did get both, so I can't.
Right, they both, well, because the older one got the Xbox, so it's not like they were without something. It didn't make him want to go to the Xbox, you know, necessarily, but I could see where some people might feel that way, and it's because, you know, Sony was down for the last time they were hacked, and we mentioned it in one of the previous podcasts. You know, they were down for like 3 months. And, I mean, come on, dude. When you're down like 3 months, and you give people a couple paltry games for free and stuff and go, here you go. You know what you should have done? You should have just, you know, like, remunerated them with a bunch of free games. It should have been more like, you know, 20 free games or free games for a year. When your online service is down for 3 months, now granted, on the PS3, you didn't have to pay for it. But now that they've upped the ante and you're paying $50 a year to play it on the PS4...
Be consistent.
Right. You kind of expect some quality there. You know, you kind of expect some assurances that your cybersecurity team is a crack team and they're on the case. I mean, Microsoft was up in 12 hours.
I know. It blows me away that... And I mean, maybe Sony was still a little worried about interview stuff. Whatever. I don't know why. And you were telling me today, because I don't have a PS4 anymore,
right,
that there's still issues. PS4 isn't working right still.
There's still issues with, like, it took me all day yesterday to get into the store. Like, the store just wasn't working for most of the day for me. And we would be in Destiny matches, and just incredible not being able to contact the servers, and we'd get booted out. I mean, we'd be get booted completely out of Destiny, in fact, back to the PlayStation dashboard. So it wasn't even Destiny that was having the problem. And then, you know, the what's new feature on the homepage wasn't loading all the stuff that was underneath that your friends had been doing and stuff. Just small little things, but irritating ones. And, you know, maybe Sony, maybe you do what Microsoft does and you hire people that hack you and you put them on your cybersecurity team. And, you know, maybe your security gets better. You know, that's just a thought.
But they don't care about that. They're making TVs.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is, you know, but then you could say the same thing about Microsoft with their software and everything else that they do.
I think Xbox is pretty separate from Microsoft at this point, though.
Well, but so is Sony Computer Entertainment. Sony Computer Entertainment is an entirely different subsidiary than Sony Electronics, where they just make the TVs and the, you know, the peripherals and stuff like that. Right. It's its own separate company in a sense. It makes me wonder, dude. Can you imagine if like some Sony executive was sitting in his office after it happened? He's like, "I have brought a great dishonor upon the company and my family," and he does that ritual Japanese suicide.
Oh my god!
Just sticks himself with the fucking mini katana, and he's got like this.
It's like a paper opener that he had on his desk.
He's like.
Oh my!
And he's got the CEO behind him with the real katana, going to cut his head off to finish the deal.
Sony just fucks up a lot.
They
man.
Do
and it's hard.
Though. It's hard
and
to
it's
be a
hard
fan
because
of them.
And they and the thing is, and I've said this before on the podcast, and I say it, you know, in my
right
everyday life, the Xbox now has opened up the seventh microprocessor, I believe it's seventh,
right,
on their board.
Right.
They're allowing developers to turn off the Kinect completely,
right,
so they can expand the usage of the
other
Xbox
games.
One
right.
for newer games.
Yeah, and, you know...
And they're really taking it to Sony.
Well, you know who's not really taking it to anybody, and I'm really shocked that they didn't hop on this, especially being a Japanese company, is where you at, Nintendo? How come you're not jumping on the fact that nobody hacks you? I mean, granted, nobody's going to waste their time. But how come you're not using this right now in advertising to be like, listen, nobody hacked Nintendo. We were up and running. You could play Mario Kart versus anybody on Christmas Day. You know, why aren't
they... If the online worked.
Right, why aren't you... Right. Well, it doesn't work.
I love my Wii U.
Yeah.
And Jesse and I differ very much so on our opinions when it comes to Nintendo.
Let me put it to you this way. There are only 5 games coming out for it this year. Five games.
I don't care. I still have Smash Bros.
Right.
I have my Mario Kart.
It's just sad.
I got Darksiders 2 for $8 right. on the eShop sale because I never really took the time to pick that up even though I always wanted to.
Mark my words, there will be a new Nintendo console out by 2017.
No, there will be. Or there will be they've alluded to this might be happening, but there's going to be something like a RAM extender, like for the Nintendo 64 come out, right. to like make it better. I don't know how that would work, but
I feel that. Well, why though? And like my whole thing with Nintendo is this is like you're making consoles right now and games basically for a very niche genre group of people. Man, you are really excluding so many people from playing your system because companies now have to make a whole nother game really for the Nintendo. You have to program for that controller. You have to rewrite. It's not like you can just take, you know, because basically the PS4 and the Xbox One games are just ports. I mean, of the original game. They just put it, you know, they write it for whatever right. specific hardware for the PS4 or Xbox One coding and stuff like that. It's just coding. But for the Wii U, you really have to make a completely separate game. And when you realize how many people don't have a Wii U, the market share is so small for that third party that it's just not viable to spend millions of dollars to make it when you're only going to get $40,000 back. You know what I mean? You're just
I don't blame you. And I get that. I mean, the problem is, though, is there's always going to be Zelda. There's always going to be Mario Kart.
Well, and
that new Zelda looks like
it looks
next gen level shit.
It looks Xbox One level shit. They looked at Elder Scrolls and were like, okay, we'll make Elder Scrolls, but with Zelda.
And I'm okay with it.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
But that's not where I disagree with you. I think Nintendo can make great games. But where you and I disagree is the fact that I believe Nintendo is going to go the way of Sega, and eventually they are just going to make games.
Because I think the 3DS market, is too successful.
That, yeah, but it's not as successful anymore as it used to be, because the casual market is being taken over by tablets and phones now. And Nintendo is refusing to put games like Mario or Super Mario for the Super NES or any of these games that they have classics onto the Android or Apple marketplace. And I think that's a mistake.
Yeah.
You want to sell it as, you know, on as many platforms as you possibly can. And the fact that you haven't done that has led to emulators, and it's led to people just doing it anyway without you making any money. Those same people aren't buying 3DSs, they're not buying DSs, they're not buying 2DSs. They're buying emulators and ROMs, and they're doing it anyway without you, and you could be cashing in on that, and they're not.
Yeah.
And because they're stubborn, and that was Sega. That was Sega. And while Nintendo is long on innovation, they really don't have the American market in their sights anymore.
No, they don't care.
They don't care. Like, in Japan, the Wii U is amazing. Like, it's got games out the wazoo from third parties in Japan. But it just doesn't here, and I think they're losing sight of what the American and the worldwide marketplace looks for. But, you know, we're getting way off topic about
the hack, I want to bring it back full circle. You know what company is really badass about giving back to the consumer when they fucked up? And I didn't tell you I was going to bring this up.
No, who's that?
That's Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Did you hear what they're doing with Assassin's Creed?
Oh, yeah.
You get a free game if you bought their season pass.
Right.
It's going to be like, I think it's like Far Cry 4 or the Drive.
Now, can you still buy the season pass and get the free game?
Or no.
Or would you have to have purchased it beforehand?
Yeah, it was beforehand.
Right.
And I mean, you've got them doing that. You've got 343 giving out the Halo ODST campaign if you got the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I think that it's odd that studios that make the games are compensating the consumer more so than the people. I mean, granted, I guess they're taking advantage of the fact that you have to buy their fucking console to play the games.
Yeah, I mean, the studios have more to lose.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, let's face it, you know, Ubisoft, they've got Assassin's Creed. That's their cash cow.
Between that and for some reason, whenever a fucking Ghost Recon comes out, people go batshit insane.
I don't know why, because Ghost Recon is not good anymore.
I think the new one looks cool. The hostage situation.
That's not Ghost Recon though.
Well, it's
talking about Tom Clancy's. It's Rainbow Six.
Oh yeah,
that's
shit,
the new
you're right.
Rainbow Six, man. The new Rainbow Six looks awesome. It's completely multiplayer. It's all multiplayer, and basically you pit your team up against the other team, and the other team is going to be the kidnappers. They'll be holding the hostages or whatever.
Which is
situation.
Some dark shit.
It's really
like,
cool.
That
man.
Is like,
yeah,
I'm coming into your house,
right?
And I'm going to fucking hold you hostage, and you're playing people,
right?
I mean, granted, you don't have to get in that mindset, but that's pretty wild.
I would like to be the people holding the hostage. Now, see, are there? I don't know the rules of this game, but if there's rules, like, I mean, could I kill the hostage? Theoretically, I mean, could I be like...
I know, that's...
Be like, no, you're not taking her. We got this, bitch.
I don't think they would go that far.
Oh, dude, are you kidding me? I'd love to put a bullet in a hostage's head and then be like...
that's really dark.
You lose. It's not as dark as you would think it is. I mean, really.
I mean, yeah. With,
it's fun.
The Call of Duty shit and everything. They didn't let you shoot any civilians in that, though.
Yeah, that's gay. You should always be able to shoot
Did you
civilians.
Play the new Call of Duty?
Very briefly. I got it free with my Call of Duty Xbox, and I think I played it twice. I played the campaign a little bit, which I thought was pretty good.
I just want to know what the controversial scene in this one is, because there was no actual, like...
Was there a controversial scene in this one? I didn't...
Ever since the fucking airplane... Ever since the airport scene, there's always been some type of warning, you know, there's controversial blah blah.
I don't think there was one in this one, honestly. I've only gotten past the second level, I think, on the campaign.
Ever since I stopped working at GameStop, it's been really hard for me to even try to play a Call of Duty. So I mean, just
I don't
if
really
you
care
want to
about
tweet
Call
us,
of Duty
yeah, if you want to tweet us or something, let us know.
If you're a Call of Duty head and you love Call of Duty and you want to tell us why we are idiots for disliking Call of Duty, we'll tell you you're wrong anyway, but you can, you feel free to tell us.
Because at this point, Activision's really putting their money in what I still think is the most fucking attention-grabbing game ever.
Yeah, Destiny.
And we're going to get on to the leak about that.
Yeah, the comet.
The comet.
The comet.
And I bet you anything it's going to change.
The comet cometh.
So the new DLC is launching in March.
Yep.
Which is good because Crota was a little short.
House of Wolves.
That raid is fucking hard, though.
That raid's easy, bro. God. Me and this guy did it by ourselves yesterday.
Did you glitch it or did you actually do
Hell yeah, we glitched it.
Okay, you glitched it.
We jumped on the rocks and got sprung halfway across.
Oh, my God.
Who cares? Like, just get the stuff and go.
So, then, come September, there will be this event slash DLC. I don't know. They, of course,
well, they haven't said September, picture. But as I was telling you earlier, that's what I predicted because it's the anniversary, and it would be the time to release the amount of content they're going to do to get us to the next game, which will release in 2016.
There's going to be new subclasses.
Yep, three new subclasses.
Weapon types.
Yep.
PvP maps.
12 story missions. 12.
Yep. Locations, so hopefully, and they
said six new PvP maps, six new multiplayer maps,
and there will be like they. I think it said it's opening up the Reef,
yes,
or at least House of Wolves is opening up the Reef,
right?
And then there will be a home base in the Reef.
Well, because it's about time, because as we talked about before, we knew this was all in the game originally.
Yeah, and it's hard because I know, and I bet you anything, it was Activision's idea. Destiny, Bungie probably wanted to push all this shit out right away. And then Activision was like, "No, you're trying to be an MMO, so let's meter out the game
content."
Yeah,
and I mean, but into Activision's credit, though, it's probably not a bad idea because had all of this released,
I would have binge fucking. We would have
been
everything.
We would have been done with it by now, and we'd have been moving on, and there wouldn't be anybody playing this. And as it stands right now, I haven't been playing it as much. Just because, I think that this is where in lies the problem for me after this first DLC came out, is that why the hell am I going to bust my balls and grind and grind and grind to get all this gear that gets me to level 32 when I can just wait for the next expansion and the Vanguard brings out the gear that gets me to level 32?
And I agree with him, but the only thing that stops me from buying into that is the weapons. The fucking weapons. I have to get them. And it's almost like fucking Pokemon.
Right, but
I'm not going to use Hard Light. I'm not going to use half of those fucking exotics, but I want them.
Right, but the thing about that is that like I can literally go in to the raid, the Crota raid, hit the first chest every week, and get a new exotic weapon basically every week without having to go through the whole damn thing.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's also something, me and my, I guess, WoW people, and I talk to people that play WoW, and they tell me about this. The companionship that I get once a week, me and my buddies turn the Xbox One on, we get on, we sit together, and we're like, all right, we're going to do the raid. And we have a fucking blast. People are dancing when they should be shooting.
Yeah, I mean,
and
we're like, fun.
Oh, fuck you, asshole, and then we'll push them off the edge of the mat, like, just... You know, funny there, stuff.
Yeah, and that aspect of it can keep you coming back, and I understand that. And that's basically what keeps me going in the game, is that camaraderie of you and your friends hanging out and doing stuff. It's just, you know, I kind of just wish on this DLC right here for $20 I got more than three story missions, you know?
Yeah, it's fine. I knew that this is their first out the gate game. I expect fully with either Comet or Destiny 2 for the normal fire teams to be up to 5 or 6 and the raid teams to be up to 12.
Don't worry. When that DLC is getting ready to come out, Sony fans, they'll go down again.
Yeah, they'll go down and then you'll be fucked.
Here's my thing about the hack.
Did I tell you? Hold on. Josh, my buddy Josh.
Yeah.
You've met him.
Mm-hmm.
Fun size version of me.
Right.
He stopped playing on his PS4.
Yeah.
And only plays on his Xbox One now.
Right.
And he went out the other day and bought the DLC for the Xbox One.
Right.
Because even though he has friends that play it on there,
mm-hmm.
like, apparently the PS4 community is just not feeling it. Like, they don't want to do random games. They don't want to join people that are in the tower or, like... It's a little bit more of a different environment.
I get a lot of invites from people in the tower just because of the rank I am and the weapons I have.
I do too.
I think coming up soon, we're not going to have any problems with that anyway, because I feel that one of the things that Bungie's going to unveil is matchmaking for raids and for Nightfall and stuff like that. Because sometimes you want to do the Nightfall, but none of your friends are on to do the Nightfall. Sometimes you want to do the raid, but you don't have anybody there to do the raid with. And so you're stuck doing some bounties and just running around the world doing pretty much absolutely nothing. And that can get boring. And I can understand why people would want to be able to just get that, you know? And that's not... This hasn't happened yet. But, you know, getting back to the Cowards Lizard Squad and the other DDoS attack groups that took down these networks.
Retarded.
Well, and here's their reasoning, and this was the dumbest shit I've ever heard. It was so they could show these companies how much they needed better security. Go fuck yourselves. You know, and some of them were, one of them was interviewed by the BBC, and he said basically that he hopes to either really, he's either going to get arrested and go to prison, or he's going to make a shit ton load of money because somebody's going to hire him. And I'm just like, so basically, these fucking ass twats were just auditioning for jobs, basically. They were interviewing for jobs in cybersecurity is all they were really doing.
And Microsoft is probably going to hire some of them.
Right.
Just say it.
But that's fine, because you know what? They won't go down like that again.
Yeah.
And I just feel that, like, you know, they did what they did, and it was horrible, but maybe there was a bright side to it. Think about this. Think about how many parents were thrilled that for one Christmas, their kids were with them in the living room, spending time, watching movies.
Even though they were sulking, probably.
Even though they were pissed off, you know, their parents got one shining brief holiday moment where their kids were in the same room with them for more than 10 minutes.
Unless they got them a Wii U or a 3DS.
Right. Then, or if they had a 3DS already.
Yeah.
So, there's some shit that I saw on the interwebs today, and it, I got to admit, it fucking floored me. If this is the future, if this is the generation that is to move on and take, you know, take the mantle, I'm very fucking concerned. And I've voiced this opinion many, many times, but I'm really feel strongly about it now. So apparently, Kanye West did a song with Paul McCartney.
On New Year's, yeah. That happened on TV.
Okay. Now, Kanye fans, as crazy as they are, have taken to the Twitterverse and Instagram and all these other mediums on social media and have been saying, I don't know who the hell this Paul McCartney guy is, but he's going to blow up, son, now that he's done a song with Kanye. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And some girl was like, I don't know who MacArthur is, but yo, this guy gonna have a future now. He's blowing up with Kanye.
Oh, man.
What planet do you people live on? You know, if you don't know who somebody is, aren't you the internet generation? Aren't you the kids that are supposed to, like, Google every fucking thing? Why wouldn't you Google who the hell Paul McCartney was before you tried to wax intellectual, and I say that very loosely, about some shit that you obviously know nothing about?
It's hard, because if you told these people about the Beatles,
right,
they'd probably, you know, either A, say, why are you telling me I have bugs in my house?
Jesus.
Or something retarded like that.
Paul McCartney sold more records than Kim Kardashian has venereal diseases, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
He could wipe his ass with a Kanye West album twice and still have shit left over. Fuck Kanye West, okay? The fact that Paul McCartney did a song with him was a charity for Kanye West, okay? Paul McCartney was a goddamn Beatle.
I know, and it's
how do you
hard.
Not know who he is? I get that you may not listen to that music and stuff like that, but, like, growing up with your parents and all that, how the fuck do you not know who Paul McCartney is? Like, how do you not know? Pop culture-wise, like, how is that not part of your lexicon somewhere? Like, that just goes to show.
I feel like I remember in my history books in school there being
a Beatles section.
A section about pop culture, right, and the Beatles. And I could be wrong.
No.
But I feel like there was a section about it.
There was. It showed Beatlemania, like the crazy music of the 60s and 50s, and they showed, like, yeah, they had pictures of the girls going crazy, them getting off the plane and whatever.
And I'm only 24. I'm not. Right. I don't mean to sound like an old fucking man, but,
well,
like,
I'm 32, so it's like, you know.
I mean, just really.
Who are you people?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Where are you from?
I'm sure, and this is coming from me. I think Kanye West is actually, I think he's really creative.
Yeah.
I appreciate him. I think he's batshit insane, but I do think I appreciate Kanye West.
Well,
but obviously his fans are very uneducated.
I'm not a fan of Kanye West. I don't think he's talented. At all. And I don't think he's.
And that's fair.
I don't think he's offered anything new, to the table. And I watched an interview with the remember the VJ Sway?
Yeah, that dude is a fucking retard, though.
Yeah, but he interviewed Kanye West, and he brought up some very valid points when Kanye said he was the greatest ever, and that ever will be. And Sway was like, "Well, yo, man, I mean, if you're the greatest, like, drop a little freestyle for me." And Kanye fucking couldn't do shit. He just kind of sat there fumbling with his words. And it's like, I've listened to. Nas, I've listened to Mos Def, I've listened to Common, and all these guys that, like, are really good freestyle. All of a sudden, like, they just bam, they drop out of freestyle. Even Eminem, any major rapper that I can drop out of my head, like, instantly, these guys can do a freestyle and make it sound coherent. Kanye sounded like a vacuum cleaner.
I think maybe Kanye's skill is more in line with the music part of it, because he does do a lot of the producing on the music, and I'm not. And you mean Yasin Bey, because Mos Def changed his name again to Yasin Bey.
Well, you know, he's part of that Afrocentric movement, so Mos Def, though, is the shit.
He is so good.
Yeah.
The Roots?
Oh, man.
Well, I mean, he's not part of the Roots, but yeah. I mean, you gotta...
Tribe Called Quest.
There's a lot of...
stuff.
There's a lot of music out there that you need to expose yourself to in order to be a functioning human being, I think. And maybe that's just because music is so centric to me.
And to me, too, but, like, to have an appreciation for everything. Like, you can say, oh, well, I don't like that shit, or I don't like country, or I don't like this, or I don't like that. But you're listening to these hip-hop songs and these pop songs that are dropping these things into the songs. Even certain lyrics that they borrow, loops and stuff like that.
I'm sure that Kanye has sampled the Beatles at one point.
Everybody has. And he may have. You know.
I'd have to look it up.
But the thing is that, like, you know, you just think, like, I mean, all right, you know how many people thought that, like, when that Little John song came out that used Crazy Train, Let's Go?
Yeah.
Remember that? You know how many people had no idea that that was, you know, Ozzy Osbourne?
Every stadium
fucking
in America.
Nobody. And it's ridiculous. You got to have an appreciation for all music in order to understand music. And fucking Kanye, dude. I wrote a song about it, man. I had to.
Oh, God.
I had to write a song, dude. I had to do it because I fucking hate this guy. I really do. I hate him with a passion. Like, did you see the music video with him and Kim Kardashian on the motorcycle? The one that James Franco and Seth Rogen parodied?
Bound 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? What kind of nonsensical, arrogant bullshit is that?
Well, yeah. That's part of why I like him. Because, I mean, he's like... He's straight up basically like, I'm Jesus. Like, he's like, he doesn't believe he is, but he's like, I am a god.
Right.
He's like, I love cocky people like that. Like, I think that's fucking hilarious. I don't know, maybe it's because on a level I'm kind of like that in a way more joking way than Kanye West is, I'm sure. But
I don't know, man. There's a part of me that truly believes this guy believes his own fucking hype. I mean, at some point. He's got to, like, have a jar, and he just shits into it and sits it on his dining room table. And when people come over for dinner, he has it sitting there like a centerpiece. And he's like, breathe in my shit, because it don't stink. And that's exactly what I feel.
He probably listens to his own music in the car.
Dude, he probably fucks to his own music, okay? He's probably, I ain't saying she a gold digger. Shut up, Kim. But she ain't fucking with no broke niggas. Listen, I'm just saying. Hate Kanye West, so we're going to do a little song about him. It's called The Future's Not Too Bright.
say you don't know McCartney, yeah, well, you know, typical Kanye fan. You tell me that he's got a future, well, you know, he was a fucking Beatle man. But when you talk about good music now, don't you know that fucking Kanye's out? Yeah. The future doesn't seem too bright. Too bright. Too bright. Uh-huh. You say you're the internet generation. Well, you know, you could have searched Google, man. Then you wouldn't sound like a dumbass. Well, you know, you gotta use your fucking head. But if you want to wax an intellectual, you gotta first know what you're talking about. The future doesn't seem too bright. Too bright. Too bright. Long. Oh, come on, baby. Say Kanye is noise pollution. Well, you know, you gotta fill your empty heads. You tell me he's a revolution. Well, you know, you better read a book instead. But if you keep listening to Kanye, start to believe that your shit don't stink, yeah. The future doesn't seem too bright. Too bright. Too bright. Oh, not too bright. Too bright. Not too bright. Too bright. Not too bright.
And out to you Kanye West fans out there that probably didn't know where that song came from. That was a Revolution by the Beatles that I parodied. Just so you know, I'm going to drop that in there, give you a little education. You know what cracks me up the most about these fucking idiots is that it's not that they said what they said about not knowing who Paul McCartney is, but it's that when the Twitterverse and Instagram went to correct them, they fucking got irate with them and started personally attacking these people.
Well, of course, because when you're in the mindset of a toddler, whenever you're told that, I mean, my little nephew, right. I mean, his nickname is AJ. We told him his actual name, and he's like, no. Like, my name's AJ.
Right.
Like, and he's, of course, I mean, he's younger. He's like 1.5, 2.
Right.
So, of course, he has no clue what, like, he's never been called that his whole life. So you're basically telling these people their actual name and, like, fuck you. I've always been this.
It's just so...
Kanye is my Beatles. That's what they're saying.
Well, and that's fine. You can say that. But to be so completely ignorant, to not even just look up the guy who did the song with the guy that you love. Like, you love Kanye. Like, if one of my favorite artists, like, say Weezer did a collabo with somebody, and I didn't know who that person is, well, the first thing I'm going to do is look up who that person is to find out more about their music. So I'm like, okay, well, this was really cool. What else you got? You know, no, not these people. Oh my God, Kanye did this old man a favor. That was one of the comments. Kanye did this old man a favor by putting him on the spot. Now he gonna blow up. ! Hashtag Kanye is God.
And you know, he might blow up more because the community of Kanye followers that did not know about Paul McCartney.
I don't see.
They might be asking where these Beatles at.
I don't see any Kanye fans going out and buying wings. just saying. I see like,
yo, man, you check out that Wing album. Yo, the Paul McCartney guy is all right. That rabbit on the run, son.
We'll check iTunes, see if it's getting up there.
See if Paul McCartney's trending.
Yeah.
Upwards, onwards, we'll and upwards. See. Yeah. So you told me. I heard a little bit about this on the news. A 2-year-old kills his mother?
Yeah. New Year's Eve day. Walmart.
Oh, well, there you go.
2-year-old.
2-year-old.
29-year-old mother.
Okay.
That's not unreasonable. She had him when she was 27.
I wouldn't think that would be unreasonable at all. Why would that be unreasonable?
Well, no, like you would
I mean,
think,
in the day and age where 13-year-olds are popping out babies in a trailer park, I think 27 is pretty fucking reasonable.
Oh, well, she was actually, I mean, I didn't look into this too much. I just knew about the story. She's actually a learned individual.
She's a learned individual, huh?
Yeah, she worked at the Idaho National Laboratory.
Oh, wow. So,
we
actually lost somebody that might have been important.
Yeah.
That might have actually contributed something to society.
I mean, like I said, I didn't look into this as much as I thought I should have.
Hey, Northwest, get on it.
I don't know if this was in Idaho or in Florida.
You totally missed that. Northwest, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, shoot.
Oh, God. Oh,
come on.
God damn it.
I mean, if we're going to lose scientists from a baby shooting somebody, the least a baby could do is shoot Kanye and Kim Kardashian. Oh, but, God, wouldn't that be awesome? Dude, wouldn't that be the sickest fucking thing ever if, like, Northwest is like, I've had enough of these motherfuckers.
I just had to do it. I had to fix these mistakes. Oh, God, that's fucked up.
Dude. I'm telling you. I'd watch that new story and rerun. I'd just rerun it.
DVR it.
Right.
So go ahead. Apparently the 2-year-old grabbed the gun from the mother's purse. They're not very clear about it in any of the news articles how exactly the child got a hold of the gun, but she fucking shot her mom.
At 2 years old, what kind of gun can a 2-year-old pick up though? And that, like, it had to be like a little tiny, what, a 22?
I mean, none of the articles get too detailed into what kind of gun it was.
I mean, but why wouldn't you? I mean, that would be one of the biggest questions I would think out there is, how in the hell is a 2-year-old picking up a gun?
And you gotta imagine the kid hurt itself firing the gun.
It would have to have. It might have even broke its little tiny arm or, like, burnt itself at least. I mean, come on, dude. Like, seriously? And then, like, you know, to be aiming it. You know, imagine had it not killed the mother. Imagine if it had shot, like, somebody else. What would be the ethical quandaries and crime on that deal? Like, can you even charge a 2-year-old with murder? Or do you charge the mother with negligent homicide? Because she was a dumb cunt that left her fucking gun in the purse open.
Well, apparently the purse...
these are the men and women who investigate these crimes.
She had... She was licensed to carry, which is good.
She was licensed to carry.
And it wasn't just some purse she had. It was a purse with a special gun pocket.
So this
That
kid...
was slightly unzipped. So the kid fucking unzipped it.
Dude, it's like how adults can never get into the child
tamper-proof
medicine. And this kid's like, zip! Bang! This bitch didn't give me my pudding pop.
Again with fucking Cosby, I swear. 3 weeks in a row, people.
I'm sorry, I love Bill Cosby, dude. I love that guy.
But yeah, it's fucking crazy. Like, 2-year-olds shooting their mom.
I'm sorry. And I know I shouldn't be laughing at this. But if I was in the store and I saw that happen, A, I would duck.
Well, yeah.
B, I would have probably gotten my phone out and filmed the aftermath of the kid just waving the smoking gun around crying.
Oh, man. I mean, he had to have, like, broke his fucking arm.
Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a little boy.
Oh, man. That is so awesome. I mean, it sucks that, like, you know, a scientist and somebody that may have actually contributed to the world died, but...
Man, how do you grow up like that, though?
Like, Knowing that you shot your mother?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Some dark shit, man. Can you imagine that kid grows up his whole fucking life? What kind of serial killer is that little fucker going to be in 20 years?
I mean, he might be fucking Batman.
I don't think he's going to be Batman. He shot his own mother.
Well, yeah, but...
He's probably going to be the Joker. He's going to be anybody. God, yeah.
That's wild.
He's like, you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight and you shot her?
Oh, man.
This little kid. And then he put his pacifier back in his mouth and took a nap. What do you think the response time was from Walmart security?
Oh, they were probably there about 20 minutes too late.
Well, because, you know, there's probably, you know, several gunshots heard within a day at Walmart, so kind of just becomes background noise at some point.
The last time I went to a Walmart was an emergency trip to get brake fluid, and that was Christmas Eve.
What's up with this brake fluid thing, man? This is twice now you've had to go get brake fluid. You're just telling me how to get brake fluid.
My car's leaking it.
Brake fluid?
I just don't care.
It's a dangerous thing to be leaking, though.
Yeah, but it's a Honda Civic.
So. Right, but I mean, but like, you've had to fill it up since Christmas Eve?
It's a pretty decent... Oh, no, I've had to fill it up multiple times.
Well, that's a pretty decent leak, brother.
Like, every two or three days I get a new thing of brake fluid.
You need to hire a small Senegalese children to, like, get up underneath there and just keep putting brake fluid as you drive down the highway.
I don't drive it anywhere.
Those fuckers will sit on the side of a car and hold on. Have you ever seen those Senegalese kids?
No.
They ride on the sides of trains and they're fucking crazy, dude.
Oh, man.
Well, what else are you going to do when you live in Senegal? I mean, that's like a Saturday night.
This man hired me to pour brake fluid in his car.
It's the best job I've ever had. And it keeps me warm.
Oh, God.
Okay, so also with in the crazy news story department, right here in Florida, in Osceola County, actually, this pastor was sitting down with the deacons, I guess, of the church and some other folks involved with the church goings-on, and were discussing getting rid of their janitor for what reasons, we don't have any idea, but they were in the talks of how they were going to let him go. When said janitor comes in, pulls out a handgun and proceeds to start firing at the pastor and the deacons and whatnot. Oh, yeah, just like, bang, bang, you know, just coming in there going nuts, right? So, you know, because this is Florida, this only happens here, and maybe Texas. The pastor, who is an open carry advocate,
yes, pulls, okay, this is great now,
pulls out his Glock 9mm and puts two in this guy's chest. Inside the church.
Oh, man.
He's like, he's holy like the spirit.
Did he recite the Boondock Saints prayer before he did it?
Oh, man. I have no idea. All I know is I watched the first video of it when they were putting it on the news, and like, you could see law enforcement in the background laughing about it.
Really?
Yeah, like, literally had smiles on their faces because, like, dude, come on. How many times are you going to get called out to a church where the pastor has actually shot somebody?
That's just crazy. Like, you can't blame the pastor.
Well, no, obviously you can't blame the pastor.
But, like, that's just crazy. Of course, welcome to Florida. I mean, well, Jesus.
One of my other atheist friends goes, God damn it, religion wins again. I was like, yeah, but this time I was actually rooting for him. I was like, the dude saved his own life and that of everybody in the room. But what kind of shitty shot is this damn janitor? No wonder he was going to get fired. This guy can't do anything, right?
You know he had to, you know he had to pop off at least three or four shots.
Well, I mean, he comes in the door and he's already firing. So it's like, come on, dude. Like, how many shots does it take? Apparently, he didn't hit anybody. He hit nobody.
No one?
He hit no one.
Was this guy a drunk?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Did old shaky hands come in?
Dude, fucking... I mean, like, obviously this guy was a loser. I mean, because A, you were going to get fired from being a janitor at a church. Arguably, probably the most lenient people on the planet would be church people. This guy was probably down on his luck. He's a janitor. He's got nowhere else to go. He's like, I sweep fucking the church, really? And like, you couldn't even do that right? You couldn't be a janitor at a church?
And
like,
even
really?
Then, most churches that I either know people that go to or so, they if they have a janitor, it's right. for the office area, which I don't know how big this church was.
Right.
But most of the time, people from the church will volunteer to clean the church.
Right.
So this yeah. guy's getting paid
yeah.
for a gig that other people will just volunteer to
right.
do.
Yeah, out of the kindness of their misguided hearts. So here's what I think is funny, dude. Like, this guy was probably literally like a bad negative comment away from killing himself. You know, this guy was super depressed and down and out. I would be the worst person ever on a suicide hotline, just saying, because I have no respect for anybody that even attempts to do that shit. Like, what cracks me up, dude, is how depressed do you have to be? Like, when you, like, you know, there's those people that try to kill themselves, you know, just for attention. But then there's the people that really do try to kill themselves, and somehow, miraculously, they pull through it. How depressed do you have to be, right?
Oh, that's...
If you attempt to kill yourself and fail. Like, I'd be the guy going, man, you are a really fucking loser, you know that? I mean, you tried to kill yourself, you couldn't even do that right. Come on.
And this has been like, and we didn't podcast for like a week and a half, and I feel like so much crazy shit has happened.
A lot of stuff's happened.
Like that one fucking, and I mean, I don't want to make a joke about it because it's depressing. The one fucking,
what's that?
The transgender kid that killed herself.
Oh my God.
I'll say herself.
And it stepped out in front of the 18-wheeler, dude?
Yeah.
That was so sad.
Like, and they posted, because I have a Tumblr, and I see dark shit all the time where
right.
people are like, I'm going to fucking do it. And I'm like, okay, you've said you're going to fucking do it like 20 times. This person posted nearly no... I mean, they were sad.
The people
she
that,
was sad, but...
Well, the people that really do end up killing themselves, you don't know.
There's oh, no.
no
not
there's
until
no
it happens.
Posting on the internet and cries for help or any of that stuff. They're very much internal. And all of a sudden, you know, when you finally know that they killed themselves, you find the note and the person. And that's it, you know? And, this poor girl, you know, she...
I don't mean to bring it down on her, but
she had to deal with a lot, man, and people were making fun of her, and they were just derogatory, and I think that that's something in this country that really needs to be addressed, is the vitriol and the hatred towards the transgendered community. Just, I mean, seriously, people, like... These are people just trying to make their way in the world like anybody else.
And I don't claim to, and I mean, granted, this may sound insensitive. I don't understand it
right.
for the life of me. I don't get it. Because to me, I've only known my life. I was born with a penis. I'm a male. I want to fuck women. Like, that's
right.
that's my deal.
And I don't claim to be an expert on the subject. You know, one of my friends, she's transgendered. And, you know, we... went to high school together, and I, you know, at the time I knew her as the you know, the guy she was, and then now I've known her as the woman she is, and I gotta tell you, she's a much happier, more well-adjusted
right.
person as a woman, and might I add, she's a pretty good-looking woman. Yeah, she's got a long-time boyfriend now, they're gonna get married, they just got engaged.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's just, I knew her when she was, you know, my male friend, and she was, you know, 350 pounds and depressed, and now she's, you know, maybe a buck 20.
Whoa.
And loving life and super happy. And, you know, when talking to her after she made her transition, and even a little bit during, and learning that, you know, she's always felt this way. And the reason she was fat and depressed is because she didn't know how to get out of that. And, you know, for a while, I'm sure you go through some self-loathing where you don't want to be this. You'd rather just be normal. And you'd rather, or what someone considers to be normal. It's got to be one of the most tough things to do. And especially in this country where you just have so many people that don't understand about gender identity issues and things of that nature.
And note this down, that granted, like we've said, I'm a believer. Like,
right.
Not all Christians are crazy and hate everyone.
Just man. Let me...
Unless you're a janitor no. popping in my area, I'll put two in your chest.
But listen, check this out, right? So today at work, there's this super Christian conservative guy, right?
They're always the most fun.
And I agree, right. And I agree with him on a lot of political issues that aren't of a religious nature. But he's always talking about, you know, the fucking gays are a goddamn abomination. And so today I'd finally had enough of the abomination shit. And I was like, listen. I was like, you talk all day long about that little fucking book of yours, right? I was like, but all you fucking Christians do is cherry pick what you want to follow out of that motherfucker. Like, you know, it says in there you got to stone your wife if she cheats on you. I'm pretty sure we don't do that. It says right in there that you shouldn't eat bacon or shellfish, but how about them shrimp you had last night? All right, so you want to cherry pick what you like and what you don't like in there. But the one thing you seem to want to go back to is that gays are an evil abomination. And I can give you at least six species of in the animal kingdom that exhibit homosexual behavior.
Yeah, and you gotta love people, man. And that's...
But that's the thing. Do you think
her parents are even having a hard fuck? They
right.
They still are saying our son died, and it's just like that's just disrespectful,
right? Because I think that they don't know how to deal with that, and they think that
because they drove their kid to kill herself,
right? Yeah, I mean, how do you? It's just such a fucked up situation, and it's not an uncommon situation. We don't hear about it every day in the news, but it's something I feel needs to be brought up more in the mainstream and in the limelight, and I think that, you know, we need to have a conversation about this. We need to be open about this, and I think that, you know, if you're feeling that way about another person, I think you should go back to what your little book says and think about some things for a second. Like, when you always say the WWJD, but do you really mean it? Because I'll tell you what, Jesus would have embraced that girl.
Oh yeah, 100.
You know,
that's...
And that's coming from an atheist saying this shit right here. This is why it's got to ring true to you fuckers, because I don't even believe in any of that shit. But I'm telling you right now that Jesus in that book would have embraced that child and would have made her feel welcome, because that's what he was about. At least according to what it says. You know, he was about absolute love. Does he agree with what was going on? I don't know.
Unless you're turning the church into a
den of iniquity.
A place, yeah. Man, right. I love angry Jesus. That's what... Let me just say that real quick. Whipping people and flipping tables. That's great.
You can only...
It's fantastic. Angry Jesus was great.
Jesus was like, you know... He was like He was Jewish, but he... In a very real sense, he hated what was going on... In the temple and all that stuff, right? You know, so... We're having a super religious conversation right now about De Jesus.
I mean, granted, I don't want to go from one sad topic to another, but we have to address this because it happened yesterday.
Oh, man, I know. This really bums me out, and any sports fan, loves of ESPN and people that know this guy, man.
Me and Jesse love sports. I can't tell you how many times I fell asleep to SportsCenter. How many times I fell asleep to ESPN News? I don't know if that's a
shining endorsement for sports.
Well, no, but that's what I do to fall asleep. Right, I turn on ESPN News.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same hour cycle of SportsCenter that I may have missed earlier in the day. And, I mean, fucking Stuart Scott passed away yesterday.
Yeah, man.
And they're, like, on ESPN, it's really hard for me to find people I like.
Yeah,
because a lot of them sway too much. They pick something and they're very aggressive about it, or they're not, you know, even healed on how they feel about things. But this guy loves sports, and that's just what his passion was.
Well, you know, if you got to talk about Stuart Scott, you got to talk about Stuart Scott being, you know, the nice guy that he was.
Yeah,
like. You'd be hard pressed to find anybody in the sports industry, whether it be football, baseball, basketball, any of the players and commentators, anything he's covered over the years, they've never had anything negative to say about the man. And You know, one of the things that he said in a speech recently about his cancer, and it really struck home to me as being something that is just, it just hits you where you live. He said, you know, cancer doesn't beat you when you die. He's like, you beat cancer with how you live with the disease. He's like, it's how you treat every day. It's how you live with the disease. And that's what's important. He goes, cancer can't beat you. He's like, you can beat you, but cancer can't. And he fought it every step of the way. I mean, he first got diagnosed with cancer of the, appendix.
Right.
And they took his appendix out, came back, second time. By the third time, he realized, you know, hey, I'm terminal. 49 years old, Stuart Scott. It's a loss for the whole sporting world, man.
Did you see Rich Eisen talk about it?
No, I didn't.
I'll have to show you that video. There's something about people on live television or people, you know, the moment they find out something drastic happens to them where you see kind of the true nature of people. And I mean, that guy was full of class.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was told on air 10 minutes after it happened.
Right.
And then he did a 2-minute thing where he talked about him, and you could just tell that I've never, and I mean, I feel this way because, I mean, my grandma passed away last year.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 2013, you know about this.
Right.
Of like a very fast moving cancer that it killed her in a month.
Yeah.
And
that's intense.
I don't think I've ever seen someone be upset with his friend dying, because I mean, they started back 26 years ago,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And he was between upset and he was furious. Like, you could just tell he was angry. That is
right.
Like, I've never seen someone, I mean, besides me, because I get way more angry than I get upset,
right,
whenever something sad happens.
Yeah.
But he was just like almost steaming.
It's such a tough thing to deal with, and our hearts go out to his family,
his kids.
Yeah, I mean, it's
rough.
And to know that you've done all you can, you know, and
he did. He was doing CrossFit, like he was doing intense physical activity,
right,
every week. Like, that guy was.
Yeah,
and he did not stop. And I mean, good on him. And
rest in peace, man.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, you know, it's been a pretty serious, yeah, I said it this week, ladies and gentlemen. It's not always going to be that way, but sometimes it just takes a turn and it stays there, and we go where we go, and that's what we do, and that's why this is what it is. And you know, we're not always going to have the uber funny, but we hope to still entertain. And
yeah,
we like hanging out and talking with you guys, and we will see you next week. I'm Jesse Shadoos.
I'm David Ward.
Peace. I said it.